Let's go to redistricting, Senate File 523, opening remarks from Senator Kibbe.
Senator from Pottawatomie calls up. Senate File 523. Chair recognizes the Senator from Palo Alto for opening remarks on Senate File 523.
Thank you, Mr. President, and members of the Senate. This is an historic day. Every 10 years, as you know, we reapportion our legislative districts and congressional districts to meet the one man, one vote criteria that's been set up by the United States Census Bureau. And Iowa, this time we gained a little population, but other states gain more, and so we're losing a congressman. We're going from five congressmen to four. Our as you know, since 1980, we've been doing this reapportionment through the Legislative Service Bureau using computers, and they are instructed, of course, not to draw any lines or not to pay any attention where any incumbent legislators live. And so they receive this material back in the middle of January on the total state numbers. They didn't get the final numbers by precinct until the middle of February. So we now have this plan. As by law, there's a redistricting commission that met last week at four sites around the state, and also by some ICN sites that people could call in. And that testimony that they received, of course, was detailed, and it's been in a report that was submitted to us from each one of those meetings. And many of the objections come from Western Iowa, and many of them from one county in Western Iowa, which is Pottawatomie, because the congressional districts drew their current congressman is not no longer covers Pottawatomie County under this map, and that was a disappointment to them. But overall, they recommended to this legislature that we pass Plan 1. As many of you know, if we turn Plan 1 down, why then we give the reasons to the Service Bureau on why we did that, and then they submit another plan. The next plan has to be a closer deviation in population than the first plan. This plan is really amazing. To draw a map with four congressional districts and have only 84 people deviation from one district to another, with a district of 760,000 population and not cross county lines. That is something. And I'm assuming that Iowa will probably be the first state in the nation that will draw our lines that will affect the 2012 elections. And so even our Senate districts with populations of 60,297 people and House districts of 30,464. And each Senate district will have two House districts as in the past. This plan has fewer senators thrown together, fewer House people thrown together than the 1980 plan, the 1990 plan, or the 2000 plan did. So that's certainly an improvement. And so this is, Iowa sticks out like a sore thumb with all the other states in the nation on the way we do our reapportioning. You know, we heard a lot about term limits, and we heard a lot about change. Iowa's reapportionment plans generally change the legislature by 50% because of this plan. This plan treats Democrats and Republicans, I say, equally. And so, Mr. President, or the first thing I think we should do is ask to substitute the House file 682 for Senate file 523, and I would ask that request.
Senator from Palo Alto moves to substitute House file 682 for Senate file 523. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We are now on House file 682.
Actually, are the same for 523 as 682. And I think it'd be an appropriate time, Mr. President, if other members of the Senate would like to comment on this plan, pro or con. May we do that at this time, and then I'd have some remarks on closing remarks.
Is there further discussion? The chair recognizes the senator from Lucas, Senator McKinley.
Just briefly, thank you, Senator Kibbe. I again want to reaffirm that we believe that Iowa has possibly the best redistricting process in the nation. While not everybody may be happy with the district that they received, we all recognize it is indeed a fair plan. And I think with a plan that is done in this manner, in a nonpartisan manner, the call for term limits, quite frankly, is fulfilled through those of us who run for office going into new districts to sell our ideas and our thoughts. So we welcome the vote that's coming up, and again, I want to congratulate Iowa on a job well done.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Palo Alto for closing remarks on House File 682.
Thank you, Mr. President and members of the Senate. First thing I want to do is thank the Service Bureau and the staff for the intensive work they've done on this plan since the middle of January. Ed Cook, I don't know where you are right now, but that guy has been underground for the last 2 months. And there he is up there in the balcony. And the people that have worked on this plan and read this bill so many times, we had a little amendment in committee because they got the name of one street down here along the river, and just that's how intense this plan is to get these boundary lines where they need to be. And the other point, you know, I'd like to make, you know, Senator Beal, of course, he takes pictures around here, everybody, and he handed me a picture when I opened up this map and saw that Palo Alto County was in with Lyon County. You know, 5-6 years ago, I stood up here and I asked the legislature to please expand gambling so Palo Alto County could get a casino. Who would ever believe that 6 years later, Palo Alto County and that district's got two casinos? Amazing, right, Senator Johnson? Anyway, I just want to reiterate about how important the step this is, and Iowa's going to be recognized nationwide, and for us to pass this bill in a bipartisan way, and senators that got elected for a 4-year term, a few, in 2010, that term's going to get cut short for some of us, and they'll have to run again in 12. But that's happened every reapportionment session we've ever had, and so just a little history here. I know you don't want to hear this, the war stories of Jack Kibbe, but in 1961 was my first session here. We cut the congressional districts from 8 to 7. Today we're cutting them from 5 to 4. And we had a special reapportionment session in 1964 ordered by the court to give the urban populations, populated areas, more representation. That year we had two special elections in order to have that session. That's when Min Doder, Betty Noer, come to this legislature. And we passed in the House to have 124 members and still let every county have a legislator. And the Senate, I believe, was 61. They filled these corners up with desks. And, of course, the court said we'll accept that until the 1970 census. So that was historic days as well, as every 10 years since. So with that, Mr. President, I would move that House File 682 be read the last time placed on its passage.
Senator from Palo Alto moves House File 682 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion is adopted. The Secretary will read.
House File 682 by a Committee on State Government, a bill for an act providing for congressional and legislative districts and providing an effective date.
The Senator from Palo Alto moves that the reading thus far be considered the last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
The title is agreed to. The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of House File 682 will vote aye. Opposed, no. The Secretary will receive your votes. Senator Johnson votes aye. Senator Sorensen votes aye. Senator Courtney votes aye. Senator Sodders votes aye. Senator Hoag votes aye. Senator Smith votes aye. Chair recognizes Senator from Pottawatomie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senator Shane John would like to be excused for the day.
Senator Shane John will be excused. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary will close the voting system. Secretary will lock the voting system and record your votes. The Senate will pay attention to the results of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48, no, 0. The bill having received a correction, no, 1. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the Senate, and the title was agreed to.